Lebanon's president, Michel Aoun, is due to leave his official residence. Aoun's mandate will end at midnight on Monday. The 89-year-old leader's tenure has been challenging with the financial meltdown and the Beirut port explosion. Parliament has so far been unable to agree to Aoun's successor. Let's bring in Ali Hashem, who's joining us from Baabda, that's in western Lebanon. So with Aoun's term coming to an end, the parliament failing to elect a successor, Ali, is Lebanon heading towards a political vacuum?
Indeed, Lebanon is heading towards a political vacuum, and this is not the first time in the last 15 years. In the past two presidencies of Presidents Michel Sleiman and Emile Ahoud, Lebanon witnessed the same situation, whereas there is the parliament failed to elect a new president or a successor, and there was a power vacuum. Now, the government by tomorrow midnight, the caretaker government that resigned after the parliamentary elections back in May is going to be the caretaker of the whole system, however, with very limited powers. And everyone is looking towards the parliament to agree on a new candidate to vote for, so that the Baabda Palace that's just behind me is going to be filled once again. But it's the same with numbers. This is also Michel Aoun's second time coming out of this palace. Michel Aoun, in 1990, was the head of the military government at the end of the civil war, and he was forced out of this palace after the Syrian army stormed in. So these are two pictures, different pictures between 1990 and 2022. And Lebanon right now, with all what's happening over here, with the political crisis, with the economic fallout, with the lack of services, Lebanese are looking forward to see solutions for their problems. But now they are facing a bigger problem, whereas there is no one to rule them.
So, Ali, what will Aoun's legacy be? Because depending on who you speak to in Lebanon, they will remember him differently.
Well, there is a mixed legacy, but in general, it's a bitter legacy because the term of Aoun saw the 2019 protests. The term of Aoun also saw the financial fallout of the country, whereas Lebanon is maybe one of the most affected countries in the whole world with the... the sound is very high behind me anyway. So Lebanon is facing a very serious financial crisis, a real electricity crisis, political crisis, besides the 2020 explosion that ripped the port of Beirut. All these are legacies that Michel Aoun's term is going to be remembered for. Also, the latest agreement with Israel on demarking the gas fields, it's also another legacy that Lebanese are going to remember this term with.
Okay, Ali, we'll let you go for now. Thank you so much. Ali Hashem reporting from the Presidential Palace in Baabda in Lebanon. Thank you.